from WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. This is the Chancellor's Report, featuring Mark Mone, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Here's your host, Dave Edwards.
Welcome back to the Chancellor's Report on WUWM. I'm Dave Edwards, joined as I am every month by the Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Mark Mone. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Dave. Delighted to be here.
So we have some fascinating guests with us today. We're going to be meeting Simone Sharp, who's a graduating senior from UWM in community education and a minor in business management. We are also going to meet an alum, Patricia Contreras, who is Director of Global Community Relations and Contributions for Rockwell Automation, and Pat Jensen, who is an advocate for the Panther Family Association, and she has children at UWM. So we'll have a lot of different perspectives talking about college education in 2019 and UWM in particular. Mark, you and I get together every month and we talk about the university sort of in an abstract. We talk about some specific programs that the university is about to launch or engaged in. But what we're talking about today is really the kind of the proof of how all of that comes together in a variety of different ways. So it's got to be fun for you to just be able to think, well, this is the end result.
I'm more excited about this show than I have been in any other in a long, long time, exactly for that reason. We take the abstract, we talk about principles and concepts, and here's the real proof of the pudding. Here's how lives are impacted by University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. It's just so wonderful. I'm just thrilled to be able to hear the stories, hear the perspectives of the students, of parents, and alumna, to really get their perspectives.
We won't even tell Ray Cross, your boss, who was here last month, that you said this is the program you've been looking forward to.
Oh, that was then.
Oh, yeah. So I want to first introduce Simone Sharp, who is graduating this May with a bachelor's in community engagement and education and a minor in business. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here. Are you excited about graduation?
Yes, I'm very excited. It's been a long time since I started, so I'm excited to finish and get started in my career.
Sure. So you started in 2013.
Yes.
You took a little time off to have a child.
Yes.
And then you came back.
Yes.
So when you started in 2013, I guess it's fair to say that you were not a traditional student coming into
right.
the university.
Right, yes. Coming into the university, I was homeless, and I came from living with different friends. And I know I had the grades, but I didn't really believe, like, I could go off to college. And then I spoke with different people from UWM, and they reached out to me, and they got me to apply, and they believed in me. And then I moved in on campus through a scholarship.
What was your motivation to pursue that? Because obviously, you know, if you were homeless, you were dealing with a lot of issues,
yes.
and education probably wasn't your number one issue at that time.
Well, I have younger sisters, so I wanted to be an example for them because my mother and my younger sisters moved to Minnesota in a shelter. So I just wanted to be an example to them and for my community that I can make it and that other younger minority students or kids, they can go to college no matter where you come from and you can make it.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you got a scholarship. Was that critical to your launch of your college career?
Oh, yes. Being the first one in my family to go to college, it really helped in, like, the Pell Grants and all of that really helped me.
Mm-hmm. It had to be a little overwhelming. I mean, I'm the first member of my family to mm-hmm. ever go to college, and so I had nobody to follow. I had nobody to
exactly.
kind of clue me in and all of that. So how did you develop role models, or how did you develop that kind of that vision?
Mm-hmm. Well, when I first started, Well, I went to the financial aid office, and then there was one lady that worked there. I don't remember her name, but she gave me, like, different classes I could take my first year to help me, you know, explore my options, what I would really want to do in college and what path I wanted to go. So when I first started, I really just joined other groups of people and made friends to try to, you know, look up to different friends and what they were doing and alumni that were working there. And I just went that way, like through different coursework I took as a freshman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, as I said, you took some time off to be a mom.
Mm-hmm.
How was that coming back to school? How long were you away from the university?
I was off for about, I want to say either it was a semester or two. Might have been just one semester or two semesters. Coming back was challenging, like getting used to like having a child and then doing coursework and working full-time at the same time. So it was a lot, but I did receive the scholarship, Dreamcatcher Scholarship, so that really helped with, like, bills and things like that, and just juggling online classes, going in person, and it was a lot, but I was able to do it because my instructors were very nice and very understanding. So it's been pretty smooth going.
Tell us about your plans now with graduation just on the horizon.
So with graduating, I partnered with TFA, Teach for America, and they did offer me a two-year contract with MPS to teach in, like, low-income neighborhoods. So I did accept that offer, so I'll be doing that in the fall as a new teacher in MPS.
Oh, congratulations.
That's wonderful.
So you really are going to be a role model, not just for your sisters, for do you have a daughter?
Yes.
For your daughter, mm-hmm. but now also children in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
That has to make you feel good.
Yes. I'm excited and nervous for the journey, but I didn't think, like, my dreams would come true of actually teaching and helping throughout Milwaukee. So I'm excited, and one day I hope to work for the school board.
Oh, okay. All right. So when one of your students in your classroom says to you, man, I just can't make it. I'm never going to go to college. I'm not smart enough. I don't have the background that allows me to do that. What are you going to tell them?
Well, I'm going to tell them, don't give up. I'm walking proof. Any resources, anything they need help with, I will be there to guide them through that. Just using me as an example. And one of my favorite quotes is, never give up. If you could see it, you can achieve it. So as long as they have that vision in mind, I will definitely hold their hand and walk them through the process.
Amen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mark, when you listen to someone like Simone, we have to realize that UWM caters to a very, very diverse population base. And Simone is a great example of the difference in the student body.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm so proud and so inspired, Simone, listening to your story.
Thank you.
It's just hard to talk. You just have done amazing things.
Thank you so much.
I'm also proud of what UWM stands for mm-hmm. and how we serve this community in ways that open doors for individuals that wouldn't perhaps have the access, wouldn't have that opportunity. And what your career has in front of you and your aspiration to be on the school board for
yes.
Milwaukee Public Schools
yes.
is so admirable. And you're going to make a difference because mm-hmm. of your life's experiences. Mm-hmm. So I'm really proud of what UWM has been able to do mm-hmm. for you and with you. And so thank you for choosing us. Thank you for being there and
thank
for
your
journey, courage, and hard work. So it's quite remarkable.
Thank you.
We're going to come back to you,
yes.
Simone. Don't worry.
Okay.
We're not excusing
not
you from the conversation. But I want to bring into the conversation Patricia Contreras, who is Director of Global Community Relations and Contributions for Rockwell Automation. And you have been your father is a Mexican immigrant, and you're a UWM graduate yourself. How did you end up at UWM?
My education journey was interesting. I actually wanted to be an engineer and studied at another university in town and had a pretty terrible experience. I was new. I was different. And that was the first time I was ever treated differently by my classmates and by my professors. And after that was a pretty terrible internship experience where I experienced the same. And I immediately turned to a campus that not only reflected just what I believe the world looked like, but it was inclusive. And for me, that mattered. It mattered that whether you're homeless or whether you're an immigrant to this country, that we all treat each other as equals and we treat each other with respect. And that was really important to me. And I felt actually that I could breathe when I was walking through campus.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting. So as I said, I mean, your father was new to this country. And what was his reaction that you wanted to pursue a degree in higher education?
So he only persisted through the fourth grade, but was an absolute brilliant mathematician. I would always sit in awe and just see how quickly he was able to compute things just in his head, and always knew that he came to this country for a better life for himself, but also for his family that he wanted to start. And so for him, it was always he knew that higher education meant great paying jobs, and that was important to him. Although he didn't experience that, he was always pushing for that and always said, I never put money aside for your college education, but you will always have a place to sleep and you will always have food on the table. And that was his investment in my education. And so it was a proud moment when I graduated in 2000.
I can only imagine how he felt that day walking, seeing you walk across the stage. Mm-hmm. That's a really tremendous story. You know, you said that you found UWM to be inviting and being respectful. You know, I remember a time when universities such as UWM were criticized for not being inclusive enough and not being diverse. Tell me about your experience, how you felt that at UWM.
Yeah, I think through that, it's all of us. And so it starts with leadership, and so it starts with the chancellor, but it's also faculty, and it starts with students. And I think that the tone is set, and it's all of our responsibility, whether you're part of the dominant group or whether you're not and you're a minority. It's all of us to really showcase. At Rockwell Automation, we talk a lot about don't treat someone the way they want to be treated. Don't treat someone the way you want to be treated. Treat them the way they want to be treated. And that really takes empathy. It takes conversation. It takes courageous conversations, really, to understand our differences, but more so what we have in common.
What did you study at UWM?
I was a finance major. So like my father, I loved numbers. And so I received a degree from the School of Business and Finance.
And talk a little bit about your experience. I mean, how did UWM in particular prepare you to kind of walk the path that Simona's walking now? You start your new job, and it's got to be a little overwhelming. How did UWM prepare you?
Yeah, I would say as a young woman who grew up on the south side of Milwaukee and lived there my entire life, my community was very small. I think even venturing to UWM campus was an experience in and of itself. And I think my world just kept getting so much bigger. I started to really understand the global nature of business as I started to, you know, really understand our teaching in the School of Business and understand how global things are. And so I would say my world just kept getting so much bigger, than that prepared me for my first job. And I know the butterflies that I felt early on in my career. And I was able to navigate that. And I think that really helped prepare me for the roles that I've had and the role that I'm in now.
Mm-hmm. So Simona's sitting right across from you. What advice do you have for her as she is embarking on a professional career?
Yeah, I would say stay true to who you are, because you were given unique gifts and you have a unique perspective. It's not about you becoming someone else, because the world needs you. Our children need you. And I would say to stay courageous. You've proven time and time again that you can overcome some huge barriers, and you've really tackled those. And so continue to be courageous. And I say to any woman of color, don't shrink. And I think oftentimes we do that. Just be your authentic self, because we all need that. And I'm so very proud of you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And your story just motivated me even more to make a difference throughout Milwaukee.
Yeah,
kids. Yeah.
That's great. Chancellor Mone, so when you hear this story about how about diversity and about different cultures, I mean, that's something that every university talks about, mm-hmm. diversifying the student body, the faculty, the experience. But talk a little bit about, you know, what you just heard in terms of what you think is important for UWM going forward.
That's a great question for reflection. And I was listening to Patricia and I was thinking about, it's one thing to talk about being the most diverse campus in the state of Wisconsin, but that could be an exercise where you check off the boxes and you wouldn't have a lot of the student success. If you don't have intentionality around inclusion and have dedicated centers, staff, resources to support them, we're not a perfect university. We have to improve and continue to make those efforts. But we're in this community with a sense of social conscience, and one that says, what's the right thing to do? Why do we not serve the community within which we reside to the greatest of our ability? So I've taken that on as a personal mantra. I'm so fortunate to be in a position to be able to do that, to, during budget cuts, preserve and protect, but also when we have better times, to make sure we make the right kind of investments and have the intentionality. We also have a faculty and staff that I'm so proud of, listening to Patricia's story as well as Simone's, that is there, that helps, that cares, that really makes a difference, not just in the classroom, but a lot of times it's in the social support, it's in understanding, that empathy, those types of things that both of these women have talked about in such an important way. And so we have to keep that going, and we have to do even better at it And I'm glad we've got some good examples.
Yeah, indeed. And Patricia, don't go anywhere. We're coming back to you as well. But we want to bring into the conversation Pat Jensen. Pat is a parent of two UWM students. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a graduate of Parkside, I believe.
I am a graduate of Parkside.
Brag about your kids a little bit. What are they what are they studying? What are they doing?
Our son, Stephen, is in his fourth year. He's going to be a super senior next year because he did change his major a couple of times. But he's a digital arts major. And our daughter, Lena, will actually finish early. So they'll probably graduate at the same time. She's studying abroad right now, but she's a double major in French and economics. And she they're very different, but they're the same in a lot of ways. But she knew exactly what she wanted to study and exactly what she wanted to do. And Stephen kind of had to find his way a little bit, but it's all worked out. So
why did they end up at UWM?
Well, they looked at several schools. Stephen knew he wanted to stay in state. That was never a question. When he got to UWM, and I have to admit, my husband and I, you know, we know UWM is there, but we didn't know as much about it as we probably should living here. So when we went to Go MKE with him, we were astounded. Like, we sat there and like, we want to go back to school. Like, this is great. You know, this is so fun. And when they separated us out and the kids leave and they kind of go and do their thing and then the parents kind of go and do their thing. And then when we met back up in the Wisconsin room in the union, we watched our son walk in with all these kids who he had immediately bonded with. And we could just tell by the look on his face that he was going to choose UWM. We just knew. And he did. And initially he said, you know, I think I'll just commute no matter what school he had chosen. But once we left Go MKE, he said, no, I want to live on campus. And we were really thrilled about that because it opened up a whole big world for him that he really needed because he's always been pretty reserved. And so it really enabled him to meet so many more people and have so many more experiences than he ever would have had otherwise. And that has been a huge growth experience for him. Like, we see it all the time now. And it just makes our hearts happy.
Yeah.
And our daughter was very, you know, driven about what she wanted to study and what she wants to do. And after looking at all the schools, I think at first she thought, oh, I don't want to go to UWM because it's like right in our backyard. But then she decided to go because she just fell in love with the campus. She fell in love with the diversity. She is a big proponent of social justice, and she felt that the campus embodied that. And she thought the French department was fantastic and the economics department. And she just said, no, I really think that's where I want to be. And she said, and I see Stephen has his own life over there. You know, like, you guys, like, you live close, but you're not, you know, we're not hovering. So I think she thought it was okay, you know, to be that close to home. And they love the location. They love being by the lake. They love everything Milwaukee has to offer. And it's been great for them to navigate the city, you know, without us as parents.
Sure. Like,
you know, getting on public transportation and getting around and getting to the things that they want to go to and all the cultural things that go on. So it's been great.
So when you talk to your kids about their experience and you think back to your years at the university, I mean, you're just a young person yourself, so, you know, it wasn't that long ago. But what is different about UWM that, you know, wasn't there when you were going to Parkside?
I think the biggest difference that I see, when I went to Parkside, it was really a commuter school. When I was leaving Parkside, they were building dorms.
Mm.
And I lived like in an upper flat. You know, I still drove to class every day. And UWM is both. I mean, there are a lot of commuters, but there's also a campus life. And it's great to be part of what you would like to be part of at UWM. Like, there's so much more offered than when I went to Parkside. And I love Parkside.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just – it's more of a community feel there. And I think that one of the big impacts that we've seen as parents and also our kids have seen is how much UWM contributes to the surrounding community because it's not just its own little entity sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are so many things that are going on. Our daughter does undergraduate research with Arijit Sen, and he's in the architecture school. And they have a field school in Sherman Park. So she's been in Sherman Park 2 summers in a row and interviewing people and doing podcasts. And Her research is the ethics of caring, which has been very interesting. And I think, you know, they're starting to see that, you know, I don't just go to class and get a degree, but the university is actually a big part of the fabric of the whole community here mm-hmm. and everything that's going on. And I think that's been a great learning experience for them.
So, Mark, when I was an undergraduate at UWM, as I said, I never thought of UWM as being a true destination campus. It's where you went when you couldn't go anywhere else. But here you have an example of two young people, three young people, four young people mm-hmm. who made a conscious decision to come to UWM. And it wasn't just the safe school. It was the school they wanted to be at.
The arc of UWM is nothing short of remarkable. What we've been able to accomplish and what this campus has done, and I give credit to all our students, faculty, staff, leaders over the years, with a constant vision in mind, which is to be the a leader and one of the top campuses in terms of best place to learn, best place to work, and really to have that type of impact that you're hearing about here. I don't think there's much I can add in terms of the credibility and the authenticity of the stories that we're hearing today because of the lives that are impacted. But I'll make a couple of quick comments. One is that our story, as Pat's example shows, isn't well enough known, and that's why I love a program like this that can, share with others just what the real experience has been, what it's done, and will continue to do, Simone, for the rest of your life and all of ours. I also think as a parent whose son went to UWM, very similar to your son's, Pat, didn't know where he was going to go. I could have seen him going to a couple of different areas. He ended up being a super senior, but it was really worth it because of the experiences, the internships, and today he's happily employed as an accountant, just doing great work here in the community, and he knew he was going to be here. My daughter, I hope to get her back to the state for grad school. She was of the type where she was like, if he's going there, I got to go out of state, but she always had different views. But it is really just an underscoring. We're all proud of where we've gone, but when your kids go someplace, that's where I have the most compelling arguments as a parent, just seeing what this campus does. If you're an alum, you know it.
Right.
But boy, as a parent, seeing where my daughter didn't fit at one campus and then where she clicked and then seeing my son click, I just couldn't be more intensely, fiercely proud of what UW-Milwaukee does. It's tremendous.
So I want to ask each of you, while we have a little bit of time, I want to ask each of you to think about what is the secret sauce about UWM? What is that one thing that sets this institution apart from other institutions, be it Parkside or any other campus that you might know people who attend? Simone, what's the secret sauce?
I would say for me, when I first started, there were other colleges that I had got into. Like, there were other ones that wanted me, that accepted me, Illinois State or TSU. But what made it different when I visited those campuses when I was homeless and then picking UWM was, like, the feeling of belonging and that they accepted me and that I was different. But I could see the different types of people there, and I felt like I belonged. So I think just seeing myself there and seeing that I was accepted, the different programs, the different clubs that they had is the secret sauce to me.
Mm-hmm. I just have this really good feeling like we're all going to end up working for you someday. you're just this bright woman who's going to go far.
I would love it. I'd be a good boss.
Just remember me when I apply. Patricia, let me ask you the same question. What is the secret sauce of UWM as you see it as an alum, but also presumably as an employer of UWM students?
Sure. Simone touched on it, and I think, an education is great, but when you look at what companies are looking for, they're looking for a well-rounded student and an applicant and a candidate. They're looking for someone who works well in teams, who can critically think and problem solve, and UWM gives you those opportunities. It's such up to each individual student to decide what they're going to pursue. And so I started the first Latina sorority on campus. Unfortunately, it's no longer there due to a lot of the issues around being a commuter school. But I saw an opportunity to make a difference in the Hispanic community and took that on in the late 90s. And so I think each of us have a lot of opportunities in front of us, and UWM does a good job at doing that. But I still think it's each individual student's responsibility to take that on. And I think even once you graduate, they do a good job engaging with alumni. And so it's really well, UWM did something for you. What are you going to do in return to pay that forward?
That's an interesting point. Very interesting point. So, Pat, what is your secret sauce viewpoint of as you think about your students and as a parent?
Well, I think for us, it's been the relationships that have been built. I just spoke with my daughter this weekend on FaceTime, and she said, you know, I have such a deeper appreciation for UWM now because she's been away this semester. And she said, the professors where she is now, they don't have office hours, and it's very difficult to talk to them, you know, if you need some extra assistance. And she said, you know, the professors at UWM really care about the students. And she said, they really build a relationship with you. And she said, I didn't realize how important that was to me until I stepped away from it. And she said, now I realize, you know, that it's so important because you feel like you're working with people who really care about you. And I know for my son, it's been the same thing. When he wasn't sure, he started out as a music major, and then he decided that he didn't want to be a music major, but he wasn't sure what to do. His professors at Peck still helped him. They pointed him in the right direction to the professors who maybe could give him some advice about things that he was interested in or that he liked. And, you know, they very well could have just said, well, you know, you're not part of our school anymore, so, you know, you'll find your way. They didn't do that. And I think that's been a real key. And it filters down because it's been like that for them with their campus jobs. It's been like that with their roommates and with their classmates. And it's just been a lot of caring. And I think caring is really something that is in short supply these days.
So, Mark, we've talked on the show many times that in addition to being a chancellor, you are also a chef. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that? He's a chef. He's never cooked for me, but, you know. A good secret sauce has a lot of different ingredients.
Sure does.
When you think about the secret sauce of UWM, what's in that mix?
Well, the recipe is including everything that we've heard here today, that's for sure. Pat certainly nailed the thing that I had thought about. The first thing I thought about was the faculty and staff who care. But I put it together with many of the other comments that we've heard today. It's pretty rare to find a university with all that we have to offer located in a place where you can get internships at the leading companies. You can do things in government, nonprofit, and education. You can go into this community and you can see how we make a difference. We call it Made in Milwaukee, but shaping the world. And it truly happens all the time if you look at where our alumni go. So where do you get that ability to have world-class leading, whether it's the Peck School of the Arts that has everything from a top 20 film program to remarkable graphic design, theater, dance programs. Lubar School of Business has a number of different programs and departments that have filled the talent pipeline, largest business school in the state. And then our School of Education, where you really have so many choices in terms of careers.
Tricia Contreras, who is an alum of UWM and now with Rockwell Automation, and Pat Jensen, who is two youngsters attending UWM. Hey, thanks to all of you for being part of our program today.
Thank you so much.
I'm Dave Edwards. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to The Chancellor's Report featuring Mark Mone, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. If you would like more information, go to uwm.edu/chancellor.